Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Monday evening. Greg Likens here along with Jared Otter, defensive lineman from the Miami Dolphins. Jared, first, thanks for joining us in the studio. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Doing pretty good. A little hot, a little sweaty.
Yes. Yeah. It's a warm one out there. By the way, how was it out there with the fires coming from the Everglades? A little hazy, a little smoky out there on the field when you guys first got out there.
Well, I was a little confused because at first I just thought it was August. But no, it was just the smoke from the fire. And, you know, I had kind of warned Earl Mitchell, you know, about you'd be able to see and taste and feel the air when camp starts and how hot and thick it is. And he walked outside and he came up to me and goes, is this what you're talking about? I said, actually, yeah, it's kind of like this. But, yeah, it was a bit different. It even smelled in the locker room a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning, went out to my car. There was ash on it, so it's been interesting with the smoke coming from the Everglades. Want to talk to you about the OTAs. I know you've been working on the side a little bit, but how have things gone overall as you see your teammates out there getting a lot of work in this South Florida offseason?
Very well, very well. You know, one thing that Coach Philbin, you know, has always prided himself on, and you know, us as a team is. You know, getting the amount of reps and practice, and just because of it's, you know, the old adage of practice making perfect. But seriously, you know, the amount of reps that you can get, you know, can't really be replaced or with anything else in terms of, you know, practicing your craft.
All right. So for you personally, back in 2010, first round pick, obviously, is it hard to believe that you're already entering your fifth season in the NFL?
It is. You know, it does go by fast, and you know, it's kind of crazy that, you know, you don't feel old, but then when you start realizing how much advice you're giving to, you know, rookies or younger guys or new guys to the team, it's kind of like, whoa, you know, I sound like Ronnie Brown, or I sound like Ricky Williams, or I sound like Anthony Pisano, you know, guys like that. When I came in, you know, Jeremiah Bell and a bunch of other guys, you know, who were giving advice, and I was like, whoa, you know, it kind of took me back for a second. I'm like, man, 5 years, it's crazy.
Along those lines, has it been kind of strange to see Jason Taylor out there working with the defensive lineman, given the fact that now you've been around for a little while?
Strange, no. You know, he was around for 1 year while I was here, and you know, he's the same type of dude, he's the same guy. You know, obviously very insightful. You know, anytime you have a guy that caliber of player, it always helps, and you know, always adds a. I guess a new element or a different perspective in order of, you know, coaching or player to player and being able to level with somebody.
Jared Otter, Miami Dolphins defensive lineman, joining us here on the Finsiders. And when you take a look at last offseason, you made a switch to defensive tackle primarily, although you kind of play a lot of roles in the defensive line. How did you see that going, and how do you think it's going to improve or change entering the 2014 season?
Well, I think what you saw was, you know, me at the three technique a little bit more, and also the one, you know, I played all over the D-line, and I think that's one thing I bring to the team, and one thing I bring to the table, you know, is one of my attributes is all of my attributes. You know, so the thing is that, you know, diversity can help you and hurt you, and that you don't get to play one position, especially the position you think you're best at, you know, just because I do wear many hats for this team. And so, you know, I think, you know, playing that three tech is something that I've done, you know, very well throughout my career, collegiately and professionally, and something I think I'll continue to do even better.
Now, when I spoke to you last time, which was the beginning of the off-season workouts, literally like on the first day, you were just getting acquainted with some of your new teammates. How have you seen, who stood out to you so far? You mentioned Earl Mitchell, you were kind of giving some tips to, but who stood out to you defensively that's a newcomer on this team?
Newcomers, standouts. I mean, the guys that I'm around the most are the rookie D linemen, and we got a lot of young guys that are very, very talented, athletically gifted, and you know, guys that have a real shot at making this team. And so, you know, we had a lot of free agent guys in our room, you know, for this off season, and it's going to be, you know, tough when it comes down to you know, cutting guys and, you know, saving guys. So it'll be tough, but I really have to say, all across the board, all of our rookies in our D-line room have really stood out in terms of, you know, not to slight the prior years, the previous years, you know, that guys were coming in undrafted, but, you know, this class was, you know, is, you know, something to look at.
Now, another thing we discussed before was your off-season in terms of the movies that you liked. You told me Lego Movie was the best movie you saw during the off-season. I'm curious, since the beginning of the off-season workout and now, have you seen any other movies that really stood out to you?
Dallas Buyers Club. I saw that.
You're on this Matthew McConaughey fix because you brought him up before.
I did bring him up for, what was that, True Detective.
Yes.
Yeah, but Dallas Buyers Club was awesome. You know, I thought Jared Leto's performance was not overrated, but I mean, I think anybody can do that. Not anybody can do that role, but, you know, a lot of people can do that role. But then I guess I'm the movie guy. I'm turning into this movie guy. But anyways, that was very good. What other movies did I see that I thought was... See, I've been doing a lot of House of Cards watching. Okay. So I've been on that, you know, House of Cards and Kevin Spacey. And so I have to try hard when I come back in this building, you know, from when I'm at home, not to speak in a Southern accent from South Carolina, you know, trying to be Kevin Spacey and finagle my way, you know, back at home. So it's been a good off season, and I hopefully continue to watch some movies and, you know, as well as get better at football.
Do you have a Southern accent that you like to do when you're watching the show?
I mean, I try to do Frank Underwood, but, you know, I leave it to him. You know, I want to finish season two before I start doing it on any interviews. So okay. I have to perfect it, you know.
Now, based on your Twitter feed, I noticed you're a Game of Thrones fan as well.
I am.
Yeah, so you watched last night's episode?
I did not. Don't say a word.
Okay, I was going to say. No spoiler alert.
Don't say a word because I didn't see it. No, so I just landed last night. I got back in and I missed it because of a flight. And, you know, so the thing was, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, put it on DVR and, you know, take it back. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm already slighting the show and, you know, the rest of the faithful by not watching it live. So, you know, I want to, you know, commit to it and, you know, donate a full hour to it tonight when I get back home.
Okay. Yeah, I had to watch it late last night after the Heat game. So yeah. I DVR'd it.
What did you think of the last episode?
The one previously?
Yeah.
The ending shocked me. I mean, with the whole fight there and I was hoping that Tyrion was going to live and then, yeah.
Well, I mean... Shocked, everybody was, but I mean, what's happening next? Do you have any, you know, foresight?
I get the feeling, and this is just a gut feeling, that something is going to happen that keeps him alive, that character Tyrion, even though he's going to be sentenced to death.
I think that's the same thing we said about Eddard.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing we said about Eddard, and there went his head.
Well, that's the one thing that I like about the show is that, well, it's becoming a bit predictable. I would say the unpredictability in terms of main characters getting killed off. There's just. They don't care. It doesn't matter what role you play. They're willing to kill you out of the show.
Yeah. Somebody said, don't like anybody. Because as soon as you like somebody, then that's when they go.
Yeah, that's very true. Although, I would say that King Joffrey, I think everybody was happy to see him go.
Yeah. He lasted a little bit too long. But he went. I think everybody wanted to see him go out a little bit more viciously. But,
right.
I mean, what are you going to do?
The one thing that I think is interesting watching that show, and maybe it's the analogy or the comparison is a little off, but it's kind of like the NFL. I mean, it's very cold-hearted in terms of, you know, you see a lot of veterans who everybody likes on certain teams, and their time is up, and you get rid of them.
Yeah, it is kind of like that league. See, things like that, I'm going to let you say.
Okay, yeah.
Things like that, I'm going to let you say, and I'll just... Not in my head. Oh. And no, but it is kind of like that. And, you know, if you really look at it seriously, yeah, it is. It's but I think it's like that anywhere where you're in a business where it's high stakes and, you know, a lot of people care about it both on and off the field.
Jared Oddick, Miami Dolphins defensive lineman, joining us here on the Finsiders. Before I get to the cool charity work you're going to be doing coming up, I wanted to mention this, is that last night during the Heat game in San Antonio, the NBA Finals, they apparently did a dance contest on the Jumbotron. And the Pee Wee Herman dance was part of that. I had to bring that up to you. I know people were reaching out to you on Twitter about that. That's your sack dance.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that, you know, just because I've been in San Antonio for bowl games, and I've never seen anybody with any hips or fluid hips like mine when I was there. And it was very surprising that they would want to do something like that. But it's... good for them, I guess, you know, that they want to try. But as long as, you know, they do their research, they first, you know, look up, you know, Pee Wee, and then, you know, then they look at some of my clips and learn how to do it. You know, that's all I'm saying. I just don't want anybody to get hurt.
Okay. So you're looking out for all of society there, then make sure they're doing it the right way.
Exactly.
All right. Well, maybe you'll do, if you get a hole in one or something at your golf tournament, maybe do the Pee Wee Herman dance up there. But wanted to bring that up. Second annual Jared Odrick Golf Classic coming up Saturday, June 21st, up in Pennsylvania. So first of all, I know this is the second time you're doing it, but how'd you get involved in this, and tell us a little bit about the event?
Well, obviously, like you said, it's on June 21st at Iron Valley Golf Course in my hometown, Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And I got involved about 2 years ago when my old high school football coach, began a charity golf outing underneath his Operation Give Back, in which I joined the cause last year. Was my first time joining the cause. And Operation Give Back really helps deploy the military, current military and military vets, first responders, firemen, and policemen, and their families who've been affected by their service. Then this year we also added Autism Speaks, and so we're just really trying to, raise as much funds as possible. Bring a great event to my community and to the community of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania, and garner as much support and funds as we can.
And is there going to be a mix of your Dolphins teammates and former Penn State teammates there involved?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We like to try to get some, Penn State guys to come out, both professional and retired. Guys that I know, guys that I played with, guys that played before me. A lot of the D-line guys. So I'm going to get the whole D-line coming up there on June 21st. So we'll be hanging out in Lebanon one night and then probably hanging out in Philly another night and enjoying Pennsylvania. A lot of guys have never had a Philly cheesesteak. So
okay.
I promised them that, and I promised them some Lebanon bologna, which we're famous for.
Okay. So this could be kind of a D-line bonding event for you guys up there.
Yeah. There's
some golf involved. Are you a good golfer?
I am not a good golfer. I do have clubs, but I need to make better use of them. But it's a chance to do that and to have fun, to raise some money. There's going to be a silent auction with a lot of great items, and even items that if anybody from down in this area, the South Florida area will be up there or willing to travel. There's going to be a lot of great silent auction items that you can bid on that are going to be usable down here. A lot of trips, vacations, Miami Dolphins sideline passes, a lot of different things.
Good stuff. Again, it's the second annual Jared Odrick Golf Classic up in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, the Iron Valley Course, Saturday, June 21st. It's all for the Operation Give Back, Autism Speaks, you mentioned. So great stuff there. Jared, appreciate you joining us here in studio to talk about that and a whole bunch of other things. Good fun to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.